we're letting the dogs out.
Release the hounds!
And getting ready for a showdown.
I will destroy her.
Bring it on.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, March 30th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Attention, Lucifer worshippers, or whatever fans of that show are called. The second half of season 5 finally has a premiere date. Netflix announced that the last 8 episodes of the Fantasy Procedural's 5th season will debut Friday, May 28th. Speak of the devil, Lil Nas X's Satan shoes, all 666 pair of them, sold out in less than a minute on Monday morning. The shoes, which are a collaboration with New York City art collective Mischief, feature a custom design and reference Luke 10:18 on modified Nike Air Max 97s, and sold for $1,018 each. They were released as part of the rollout of the artist's long-awaited single, Montero, Call Me By Your Name, the video for which features Lil Nas X sliding down a stripper pole into hell to seduce and then kill the devil. But with the good news comes some bad. By Monday afternoon, Nike filed a trademark infringement lawsuit against Mischief. In a statement, Nike says the shoes were produced without Nike's approval or authorization and added that Nike is in no way connected with the project. Oscar winner Emma Stone has traded in La La Land for Mama Land. The 32-year-old actress and her husband Dave McCary, a Saturday Night Live segment director, have welcomed their first child, a girl. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and much more, head over to EW.com.
Number 3.
Now let's get our top 3 picks off to a rousing start with number 3, Pooch Perfect. Rebel Wilson hosts this new dog grooming competition show. We wonder, did they name the show before or after landing her star of Pitch Perfect? Either way, the series features 10 teams of expert groomers going head-to-head in a series of themed challenges to determine who is the most pawsome dog groomer of them all. Each week, teams will compete in an immunity puppertunity challenge to stay safe from elimination, followed by the ultimate challenge showdown, facing off in an epic grooming transformation. Judges Lisa Vanderpump, Dr. Callie Harris, and Jorge Benderski will then vote on best in show and send one team home with their tail between their legs. Here's a clip from the premiere with the judges discussing what they'll be looking for from the groomers.
Oh my gosh, you know what? I'm excited to see this transformation. I want to see the story. I'd also like to see the precision and see very clean lines. Unbelievable style and grooming. As you know, doggy style is my favorite.
I am just really here to see the relationship that you're going to build with these pets to make sure everybody stays happy, healthy, and safe.
We have the science of Dr. Kali. We have the glamour of Lisa. But you know what? I got the grooming skills. I want to see, you know, who is going to roll away like a Pekingese and who will trot like a greyhound out of here.
Well, no matter who rolls and who trots, the real attraction of this show is the lineup of pups we'll be seeing every week. Pooch Perfect lets the dogs out tonight at 8 on ABC. It's trivia time. Pooch Perfect host Rebel Wilson was the filmmaker's backup choice for Melissa McCarthy's role in what hit comedy? Bridesmaids, The Heat, or Spy? Stick around for the answer.
Number 2.
Before Women's History Month wraps up, Lifetime is marking the occasion with a new special and our number 2 pick, Women Making History. The one-hour special explores the ways women are leading the charge and breaking down barriers in everything from science and medicine to human rights and political action. Trailblazing women profiled in the special include the United States versus Billie Holiday star and Oscar and Grammy nominee Andra Day, Dr. Kizzmekia Corbett, one of the scientists who helped develop the COVID-19 vaccine, and Nobel Peace Prize nominee Amanda Wim, a sexual assault survivors activist and leader in the fight against Asian American hate, as well as everyday frontline heroes helping combat the pandemic. Women Making History will also feature an interview with Vice President Kamala Harris, the first female VP in U.S. U.S. history who will reveal some of the women who helped shape her life. Here's a clip from the special.
I would ask the women who have shown so much courage to recognize your strength. You are so powerful and so strong. And it is not because you feel the need to flex, but because you know that true strength is not measured by, you know, flexing. It's certainly not measured by who you put down. True strength, you want to see strength? Measured by who you lift up. That's the strength of a human being if you so desire to lead in that way.
You can catch Women Making History at 8 p.m. on Lifetime. Crazy to believe it's already been more than a year since The Good Place ended, but lots of people discovered that show during the pandemic. But what does a star of that show, who also stars in the upcoming movie We Broke Up, recommend to everyone else? EW's Rosie Cordero recently spoke with William Jackson Harper and asked the question, whatcha watching?
I watched I May Destroy You. I watched that, like, that was early on in the pandemic, and that's one of the best shows I've ever seen. I love it from top to bottom, everything about it. I just absolutely in love. I watched the first season of Love Life. I'm sort of in preparation for me going into Love Life, doing season two of that show. And, I cannot recommend this enough. Everyone should watch Minari. That movie tore me up, and it might be my favorite film of the year. I don't want to tell anyone what happened, but it's just like there's a nuance to the storytelling, and there's something that just feels so incredibly 80s in a way that is really comforting for me. That I loved.
Another celeb coming through with some great picks. Minari is available to rent on digital platforms, and you can stream both Love Life and I May Destroy You on HBO Max. Stick around, our number one pick is coming up. What to Watch will be right back.
Also,
no one the more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would.
Don't you call in the.
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here, because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with The Awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch.
Number one.
And now let's take flight with our number one pick, Supergirl. It's almost time for the CW series to hang up the cape as the show kicks off its sixth and final season tonight. But Kara and the Super Friends will have a lot to contend with before things wrap up, starting with Lex Luthor's latest scheme, which the truncated fifth season left hanging. In tonight's premiere, Supergirl and the team will engage in an epic battle with Gemma before turning their attention to Lex, who used the Obsidian platform to brainwash half the world. What Kara does to defeat him will have major repercussions on her in the first half of the season. Here's EW's Arrowverse expert, Chancellor Agard, with more on that from our What to Watch video series.
Season 5's sort of dangling thread gets immediately resolved in the premiere, really. It ties up a bunch of loose ends, because I think Supergirl was in the middle of shooting its season 5 finale when everything shut down because of the thing. And so it really gets, so then the premiere really just picks up right where it left off and just plows ahead in sort of wrapping everything up before ending on a really cool cliffhanger that really gives sort of Supergirl or Inkara this really big challenge, and I guess challenges her in a way that we've never seen before, really. Without getting into spoilers, it's definitely like the showrunners talked about how Kara will be facing her mortality in a new way this season. And that is definitely the case with this first batch of episodes, given where the premiere leaves off.
After that, super fans will have about a month and a half's worth of new episodes before the show takes a hiatus. It'll return with the rest of the final season later this summer. You can thank COVID for that. Here's Chance again on what we can expect in the back half of the season.
I mean, this is really exciting. So Zetas Fi, who plays Kelly Olsen, James Olsen's sister, she is sort of making Arrowverse history this season because she co-wrote an episode. She's the first Arrowverse writer to ever contribute to a script. And she co-wrote an episode later in the season with supervising producer Jay Holtham that will be directed by Arrow alum David Ramsey, who will also appear in the episode as his Arrow character. And the episode's really exciting because it's one of the episodes that will deal with social justice, something that the show has sort of tackling towards the back half of its run. And so there aren't any details around that yet, but that is something that everyone involved is really excited about, especially just having three black, like the creative team being three black creators on it as well.
Sounds like fans have a lot to look forward to before they have to say goodbye. Supergirl's final season kicks off tonight at 9 on the CW. And lastly today, the answer to our trivia question, Rebel Wilson was the filmmaker's backup choice for Melissa McCarthy's role in what hit comedy? Bridesmaids, The Heat, or Spy? You get the bouquet if you got this one right. The answer is Bridesmaids. Wilson auditioned for McCarthy's role and impressed the filmmaker so much that they created another character specifically for her. That is our show for today. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I am Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
What to Watch is written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, produced and hosted by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmall and Carly Usden.